VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Music.
Horror.
Subculture.
And overall badass.
Welcome
to Kettle Whistle Radio.
With your host Dave and Sean.
Good evening. How the heck are you? I know it's been a while. Thank you for tuning in to Kettle Whistle Radio. We appreciate you listening. Being there, being alive is nice. And happy Halloween. We're there. We got great music tonight. Okay, folks. Vermillion for number one, like, brings you back to the deicide, Morbid Angel days, late 80s, early 90s death metal. You're going to hear Vermillion. You're going to hear, Human Smoke is the song. But you're definitely going to hear a live performance at the end of the show by Jess Weary, who is my co-host today. Cabalto. Very interesting stuff. I don't know how they found me. I don't know much about them, except they're very, very cool. And we're going to play Cabalto. Not like that dog in that Disney movie. It's C-O-B-A-L-T-O. Cobalto. One word. Vermillion. One word. Pure death metal. And I love it. I miss our metal. We don't get enough of it. Thank you so much. And it's Halloween. We need scary music. Human Smoke is one of the... That's the song you'll hear from Vermillion. You'll know when you hear it. But I got to tell you, too, we got a great guest. Oh, my God. Chris Rowan. Rohan, like, you know, those horses. Lord of the Rings. Anyway, Chris Rowan of... I couldn't say this all night during the show. Buffalo Bill's house. Okay, yeah. This dude bought the house from Silence and the Lambs, and it is a bed and breakfast. Does it get more metal than that? Yeah, it probably does. But not so much unless you... If you meet this guy, he'll understand. Because he is pure metal. And yeah, we met him at Living Dead Weekend. Stop looking at him again. We met him at Living Dead Weekend. And he was just an unbelievable, fun person to be around. And he was cranking the jams all day long. And it's kind of funny. He started off with, like, Pantera, Slayer, Rob Zombie... And then petered out to Depeche Mode. And Peter Murphy, not bad. He's like, yeah, I wind down towards the end of the day. Very modest individual with a very interesting career. You're going to meet Chris very soon. Chris Rowan. You can check him out. BuffaloBillsHouse.com, I believe, is... He'll tell you all about it. So tune in and stay with us. But yeah. So we're going to start things off with Curse of Cain. Okay, this band just got signed, and I got a big shout out to my friend Matt Borrett that I've known since high school. He sent me this thing. He's like, you gotta check this band out. I'm like, all right, bam. Like, okay, if you're a fan of Mushroomhead, Gwar, Slipknot, Curse of Cain is your next drug. Do it. Check them out on YouTube. The Mark is the song, and you could definitely check out that video on YouTube. They sent me a live version, because they just got signed. I don't even know if there's, like, an album available. But I will own it when it is available. Thank you for listening, and now tune into Curse of Cain, The Mark. And stay close, folks, because we got good stuff coming up, right? Thank you.
Kind, but it's a price I'm willing to.
My weekday face.
All right, hey, Kettle Whistle Radio in the house with do you want to introduce yourself? Because I got Jess Weary with me right now as my co-host. Who am I talking to?
Chris Rowan from Buffalo Bill's house.
Buffalo Bill's house. We had a great time, right?
Absolutely.
Meeting you. Can you hear yourself?
Yep.
I had a great time meeting you guys.
It was great meeting you. Apparently, you're a very busy man.
Little bit during the Halloween season, just a little bit.
All right. Hey, thanks, kids, for listening to Kettle Whistle Radio. It's been a couple of months. A lot of stuff going on, including the very reason we met this guy.
Yeah, Living Dead Weekend.
Living Dead Weekend. But, yeah, so what brings you to us? I mean, other than us, what have you been doing, man?
Well, Buffalo Bill's house is the real home where the Silence of the Lambs was filmed. And it's down in Perryopolis, PA, just about 30 miles southwest of Pittsburgh. And most of Silence of the Lambs was shot in the greater Pittsburgh region. And Buffalo Bill's house, the filming location, back in October of 2020, went up for sale. And I decided to throw my hat in the mix and make a bid on it and open up a horror-themed Airbnb-style accommodation for movie fans to come and have a unique experience at our place.
What do you think, Jess? What do you think about a bed and breakfast in that house?
Honestly, I think that's amazing. I feel like any horror movie buff or even just really anybody who's interested in any form of, you know, creative outlets like music and art, whatever the case may be, it's so cool to be able to physically go somewhere and be able to especially stay there. I mean,
well,
that's...
that in itself, I got it. Like, that's where I ask about your clientele. All right. So do you have fans or do you have people are just kind of like, I want to stay in a scary place?
A little bit of both. I mean, definitely get a lot of hardcore movie fans in general, for sure. There's definitely no doubt about it that the Silence fans come out, horror fans, thriller fans, you know, people into true crime and serial killers for sure as well. You know, being on the convention circuit for the last year since we opened in Labor Day of 2021. It's definitely, you definitely see all walks of life come through. I mean, you got the hardcore movie fans that come in, but we've also had, you know, really all forms of demographics from, you know, romantic getaway weekends for couples to friends outings.
Jess is laughing right now.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Oh, by the way, yeah, Jess did buy some lotion.
I did, and it's amazing.
Oh, I don't want to know that.
No. Actually, I was going to say, I feel like that's a really good good thing for you to talk about as well, is the fact that it's not only the B&B, but it's also like, you know, you kind of branched out a little bit. And I loved the backstory when we initially talked about it. You know, with how you actually came up with the idea of the lotion and everything, because I was saying, as somebody who sells stuff like that, I would have just, you know, done some random, you know, online thing like, oh, this is some generic lotion and I'm gonna sell it, cool, you know.
The first thing, like, I showed up early at Living Dead Weekend in that was in Harmony, correct? And with her dad, and she's like, yeah, I already bought some lotion. Like, I do not want to know about that. So explain how the lotion came into being.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, well, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, if you own Buffalo Bill's house and you are not doing lotion as a merch item, then you're probably doing something wrong. So, you know, I would generally say that idea hit me pretty early on in the process. I was like, man, it's just a no-brainer to do lotion. And, you know, if you would have told me, you know, 2 years ago, right before I got involved with purchasing this house, that one day I'd be a manufacturer of my own, you know, skincare product, I probably would generally say you're batshit crazy. But, hey, here we are, you know, lotion purveyor to horror fanatics. So
and it smells great.
Does it?
Thank you.
No, it's a wonderful product. Like, it smells great, feels great. It's genuinely just a very good skincare product.
Hey, ladies. Yeah, I mean, ladies, do you hear what she's saying?
Manufacturer to come up with it, and it seemed like a no-brainer. But then, like, you know, how do you make a Buffalo Bill inspired lotion? And, you know, went through like this 8-month process with a company out of the Midwest, and, you know, different scents and different textures and different ingredients. And then, you know, you basically come up with a number of options, you know, you finalize it. And we went with the shea butter because it's a super high grade lotion. And we call it the Skin Suit Soft. That's our name for it. And people usually get a kick out of that. So
I am right now. I can't believe we're talking lotion. But honestly, I showed up again at Living Dead Weekend and was setting up. And I felt like something was watching me the entire time. And Jamie Gum was like right behind me. Your doll, if you will, was like right behind me, the mannequin. And I look over my shoulder, I'm like, Jesus Christ, somebody's watching me set up right now. And it was your damn doll. And you weren't even there.
Yeah, he gets a lot of love on the convention scene. For the listeners out there, I have a life-size Buffalo Bill mannequin, 6 feet tall, Bill's face on him, you know, long blonde hair, kind of 80s inspired, a little bit teased up in a kimono.
Oh, so hot, so hot.
Yeah, he makes a great photo op. We do lots of photo ops with him and our guests at the on the cons, and of course, little Precious in her basket makes her way into a lot of Instagram worthy photos as well.
I think that's my main regret, is that I didn't get any of the photo opportunities that I should have.
You got a few.
I did get a few, but not with Buffalo Bill or Precious.
I'll be back in the area. I'll be back for probably end up doing Horror Realm in Pittsburgh March of 2023, and then the next round of Living Dead Weekend in June at the Monroeville Mall, for sure. I'll be at that one, no doubt about that. That's always a good show.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping to set up for that one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, Jess Weary in the house right now. For all you folks that don't know who she is, you should. She is our muse, our main character, and Dr. Peeler, demon psychiatrist. But she also, Jess Weary, you can go to her site, go to Celebration of Spirits, and listen to her music. You have new stuff up there? Or?
I have new stuff up on YouTube right now, Jess Weary Official.
Okay.
I'm working on adding more music and stuff to the website. Currently, that's all just mostly my dad's artwork, a lot of the new jewelry that I just made. But yeah, that one is celebrationofspiritsofficial.com. If you feel like checking that one out.
And we should get this guy on there, too.
Yes, so absolutely.
We're talking to Chris Rowan. Do you say Rowan or Rowan? I mean...
Rowan, like Rowan and Martin, the old 50s show.
Right.
No relation. I wish there was. May have had a step up in the game, but I'm forging my own way without it.
I just always hate, like, radio shows that don't tell you who they're talking to, and they're, like, 30 minutes into it, and they still don't rehash. But Chris Rowan... Buffalo Bill's house, and is it buffalobillshouse.com?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, we have a whole website. We're present on all the social media, buffalobillshouse.com, for general information about what we do. We offer overnight stays, which is our primary focus since opening up in Labor Day of 2021. And we also do guided tours, a lot more limited than the overnight stays. We operate 365 days a year as an overnight accommodation. We do book ourselves on buffalobillshouse.com. We are listed on Airbnb as well. But most people do find us on our website, buffalobillshouse.com. We're on all the social medias, Instagram and Facebook, at Buffalo Bills House. Twitter and TikTok, we're on at Buff Bill's House, B-U-F-F Bill's House. And you can even give us a call with all your questions. I got my own 800 number, 1-833-BUFF-BILL.
Wow.
Awesome.
Okay. 800 number is the first time for us here. And 260 episodes later, there's an 800 number to stay at the Silence of the Lambs house.
First time for everything.
Everything. And that was Jive Bomb. Primitive Desires. Thank you, Ricky at Flat Spot Records. Yes, love it. Listen, man, we had so much fun with you. And what I remember most, not just, you know, Jamie Gumm looking over my shoulder, the music you were playing.
Goodbye Horses.
Christ Almighty. You were playing my entire catalog from Pantera, Slayer to, even, I don't want to say Depeche Mode, but you even heard some stuff that you liked.
I was jamming out to Rob Zombie, but that's not the
right, right. No, but you're cranking up the metal.
You know, I'm definitely a huge rock and metal fan. I also like a lot of the older, you know, 80s new wave and dark wave stuff. A lot of that stuff from the early 80s, you know, I grew up listening to. So, you know, I definitely scan the roster, but, you know, big concert goer, you know, music's a huge part of, you know, my, you know, inspirations growing up in addition to horror.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yes.
You know, without horror movies and, you know, starting out with, you know, Halloween and ultimately, you know, a lot of the slashers I grew up with, seeing those movies in the theater, you know, those were kind of gateways for some of the other forms of horror that I got into. And, you know, hard rock and metal and 80s stuff had always been, you know, kind of omnipresent for me as a inspirational sort, you know, that comes into play at Buffalo Bill's house. Cause you know, everything that Buffalo Bill's house is, really is just a representation of the stuff that I loved, you know, growing up with and, you know, very appreciative that it certainly seems to be resonating with the guests who come through as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Do you play that stuff when they come in?
Well, there is a gag in the basement. So the basement is home of Buffalo Bill's Workshop of Horrors. That's what we call it. And the Workshop of Horrors is the basement in the home. They did shoot quite a bit of sequences with Jodie Foster and Ted Levine, who plays Bill, you know, in the movie inside the house. And I always wanted to recreate the space. Bill's famous kind of his sewing room, if you will, kind of all that iconic imagery of Bill dancing around to Goodbye Horses. You know, we basically recreated that entire scene as an interactive experience. So, you know, a little bit of background on that is that, you know, I basically my day job is I do work professionally in the film production business. And I do commercials and TV shows and stuff like that. And basically, I'm a art director and prop stylist. So basically, you know, productions come to me with their aesthetic needs of shoots. And, you know, we go in and recreate it for them. You know, the art department will go in and recreate that. So I kind of used my background in that to literally build the workshop where Bill does his dance. We like to say, get dance. Your tuck on at Buffalo Bill's house.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Isn't there like a shirt or a sticker or something you guys were? Jess is laughing right now.
Yeah. We definitely have our Get Your Tuck On bumper stickers available at the conventions. We have a gift shop online at buffalobillshouse.com/shop. And then, you know, recreating that where people get to immerse themselves in the character of Bill, put on the kimono, put on the wig. We got motion sensor speakers in the ceiling that basically when you enter the basement, play Goodbye Horses automatically. Yeah. Ask me how many times a week I get emails from guests. You know, scantily clad guests, dudes and chicks, who are getting their tuck on. It's definitely a weekly thing for sure, and it's awesome in the most badass ways.
So Jess, would you put your tuck on? All I ever picture is Jay, you know, Jay and Ken.
Jay and Silent Bob?
Always.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
100%.
Clerks 2 for the win.
Yeah, no, it's kill two birds, honestly. It's great, though, because honestly, when I was at the show, the main takeaway from the entire thing was I kept reading over and over again. I guess it's my ADHD, but I read it constantly. Was, would you stay here? I'd stay here hard.
I'd stay here so hard.
I'd stay here so hard, yep.
Yeah, we get a lot of love for our slogan on the back of our T-shirt. You know, a little riff on Bill's, of course, Bill's famous line from the movie during the dance sequence in the Workshop of Horrors. And yeah, it just kind of came to me one day, like, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, because I wanted the shirt. Truthfully, I wanted our shirt to kind of look, you know, going back to the music thing. You know, I wanted it to look like kind of like a metal concert shirt, you know, something you pick up at a show. Mm-hmm. You know, God knows I have enough of those in my closet of, you know, 25 years of, you know, attending, you know, rock and metal shows. And so, you know, I was like, well, I got to have something on the back. What will it be? And I'm just like, yeah, you know, would you stay here? I'd stay here I'd stay here hard. I'd stay here so hard. Just, it was just demented in all the right ways. And I was like, yep, that's what's going on the back of the shirt.
Oh, man. I literally took it upon myself today to rewatch Silence of the Lambs. And
get out.
Yeah. And let me tell you, the moment that I heard that line, I just started cackling. And no one understood why. Until I was like, listen, you don't get it. I need this shirt in my life because of this. Like, it really is just, it's perfection.
She bought the lotion.
I appreciate that. A lot of love and thought went into something that, you know, the horror and the, you know, the music community would appreciate. And, you know, I certainly am not the only one who appreciates the twisted side of things. So it seemed to make, be a perfect, catchphrase for the shirt. For
I think you're like in the front line of twisted things. Bed and breakfast.
They got the house.
Hello. Oh, wait.
Fictional serial killer Airbnb that you can rent out. Yeah. That's definitely falls in line with, not following the status quo.
Of Buffalo Bill's house. All right. Check it out, folks. We're talking Silence of the Lambs. Yes, he bought the house and it is a bed and breakfast. And we're pretty sure that you're staying there, huh?
I'm really trying to, honestly, because one thing that I did end up wanting to ask, which we'll get into, is
very soon.
The VIP.
Yeah.
There's
talk VIPs.
Yeah. So
VIPs and entomologists. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back, folks. Thank you. Million human smoke. Thank you, Kurt. Manth, not math. Manth, M-A-N-T-H-E. We don't do math here.
I'm not afraid.
Stop looking at me like that.
But you should be. There are things that dwell here in the dark. Things best left unseen.
With the initial smoke clear from the fall of tomorrow, the blood now flows even thicker with Dwelling in the Dark. 11 stories. All bits of the same mysterious puzzle. fitting together with horrific parallels to its predecessor. Get ready for new, truly terrifying tales set in the broken world from the fall of tomorrow. Take a closer look at what's now dwelling in the dark. If you dare. Available on Amazon in traditional print and ebook. Get your copy today. Visit www.fairlydarkproductions.com for more info on the author and his work.
Hi, I'm Brody Knight from Sprockets, and you're listening to Kettle Whistle Radio.
Wow, just wow. Cabalto, Shine, coming up next. These guys blew me away. They deserve their own show and to be featured, which is going to happen if they let it happen. All right, so Cabalto, let's spell it out. C-O-B-A-L-T-O. Shine is the song. Not since. I'll go back to my friend Eric. Eric from 16 Volt, man. Going back to those days, I haven't heard, but the musicianship here and arrangement, okay? This is good stuff. It's fun. Rock and roll, dance, industrial. Call it what you want, man. I think there's 5 guys in the band. I would love to interview them if they would come on the show. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Hey, thank you. And Cabalto, Shine. He always acknowledged our music here. And Cabalto, amazing. Vermillion. Yeah, we're going to get right back into that right now because our guest is into thrash metal. So, hey, it happens. Thrash metal just kind of happens sometimes. So, yeah. Hey, Cabalto, guys, can we do like an interview? Let's talk about it. All right. Back to Vermillion and our guest, Chris Rowan. You heard Vermillion before Cabalto. Vermillion, thrash metal extraordinaires. Love it. Cabalto, Jesus Christ, we need
whenever
more.
You're ready.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Martin Atkins from Public Image Limited, Killing Joke, Ministry, Nine Inch Nails, Pigface and the Damage Manual, and Murder Inc. and Brian Brain. And you're listening to Kettle Whistle Radio.
A little too hard.
Yeah. Welcome to the sexy podcast. Our guest says we're sexy. Jess, we're sexy.
I am A-okay with that.
I'll take sexy.
Where George Takei and anal bleaching live.
Oh, Christ almighty. So let's get right into entomology. You had real moths. The death's head moth?
Yes, the official name, the death's head hawk moth is the official name of the creature.
That is cool.
You had three, I saw. You sell them.
Wait. You sell them and I missed this?
How did you not see?
I don't know. I was...
Oh, they were there.
I was focused on the lotion. I don't...
You saw the lotion and you lost your mind. Alexis, I don't know where to go from there.
No, but I... Yeah, so where did you end up getting them? Like, how do you...
Mm-hmm.
I need to know the info.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, like, you know, in the house, it started in its infancy as, you know, I had picked out a few prints, just artwork, you know, outside of the moths and put on the walls. And I did some unboxing videos. And then, like, something really unique happened. And, like, artists from around the country and around the world started reaching out to me being like, hey, I do this. Hey, I do that. Would you be interested?
Mm-hmm.
And some of those artists were taxidermy artists. And they offered up, you know, death's head moths. So we do have three on display in the house, and then like everyone always like is constantly asking me, do I have them, you know, do you do any artwork with them? You know, I am not a taxidermist in any way, shape or form, and I don't think I ever will be, but I have a friend who is that I've met along the way of doing Buffalo Bill's house, and she's super talented. And I said, you know, I basically want to create, you know, a piece with a real, you know, death's head moth. With an image of, you know, Buffalo Bill's house behind it and put it in frames and kind of see if people would be interested in it. So actually, like David and like LDW was the very first show that I kind of debuted them at.
No
and,
way. Really?
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Wow.
And it's the death's head is just like such an iconic creature. Of course, it's the creature that becomes the metamorphosis, mm-hmm. you know, the physical creature for the metamorphosis of Bill as a character.
It's beautiful.
And they call it the death's
actually,
head.
Very beautiful, I think.
It's super beautiful. I mean, I'm glad they're native to Southeast Asia. I wouldn't want one of those things landing on me. They're like wingspan is like 3 or 4 inches
I'd be okay
wide,
with that.
So they're this.
Jess like shaking her head like, I'd be okay with that.
100%. Dude, I got a giant lizard. Of course I'd be okay with a moth.
Big lizard in my backyard.
You got a giant lizard?
Yeah.
I do. I have a tegu.
Let her talk about that.
Oh, that's rad.
My Argentine, yeah. Oh, I love him.
You're going to have to send
He's
me
amazing.
Some pics of that bad boy at some point.
Oh, dude, absolutely. Beautiful. I probably didn't even go into any of my snakes or anything, did I? I was just like, yeah, I like snakes. No, I kind of have a problem. It's a wonderful problem to have,
like
though. Yes,
nothing
my lizards are
that.
Awesome.
Nothing wrong with that. That's super cool.
It's not a
yeah,
problem.
I mean, like, like the death's head was such an iconic creature because, like, they call it the death's head because if you look on the creature's thorax, which is basically like the neck region of it, like mm-hmm. it's basically got what appears to be a human-esque skull shape on it. It's got, you know, the eyes and the mouth, and it's freaky, but it's apparently a naturally occurring phenomenon in the creature, and that's how it got its name, the death's head. So, you know, super rad, and you know, certainly one of the most unique things I've ever come across. So, you know, it's, to me, it was a no-brainer to eventually, you know, work with a taxidermist and create, you know, a specimen, you know, an art-based specimen that, you know, people could, you know, permanently have up as art.
Absolutely. I mean, when the pieces start falling together, you might as well keep it and run with it, right?
Keep the dominoes falling.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, we started with lotion. We've made it to death's head. You know, what other creepy skincare can I get myself involved with in the future? I don't know, but
I don't know,
the knight's a puppy, so you know, we'll keep going with it.
If you can do something cool with my lizard, I mean, hey, we initially were gonna call him Ghost because literally, like, it looks like Ghost on his body, like. You know, like the band, like his face, he's patterned with ghosts.
No,
it's so cool.
No, he's beautiful.
Yeah, we named him Darth Vader because he hisses, but.
Later, Vader.
Also a good name. Vader.
Yeah, but no, I mean, that's seriously, that's wicked. In a good way.
Yeah. It's been a ride for sure. You
I'm
going
to take
it's
a like, dive like, I'm, here. I'm going to take a dive and go dark. Worst customer ever.
Not
you know,
names.
I'd be totally honest. Like, there's been like very fortunate that like at the end of the day, there hasn't been anyone who's like been a horrible person to deal with. You know, have had a couple special requests. I mean, you know, in the capacity
Ooh,
of like people
no, that's,
celebrating.
That's
like,
just category right there. You're like, what
special
weird
requests?
I've had probably the strangest request I've had is be like, oh, like, would you come to the house as Buffalo Bill and dance for us?
I don't find that strange at all.
You know, and I was like,
perfectly
you know,
accommodating.
I mean, I guess it could be worked out, you know. I guess it could be worked out.
No
you
questions
know, I've never
asked.
Had that invitation before, but then, like, I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm not totally living in the area, so. You know, it might be a hard situation to come by, but I was like, I could probably find you somebody to come and dance as Bill for you and your private amusement in the Buffalo Bill house. And they never pushed it any further, but that was probably one of my strangest requests I ever got.
I would pay for that for a friend. Just to see their face and
like
film.
The Buffalo Billogram,
yeah.
You know, where like you know, the door opens and there's some dude in a kimono and with like an old school 80s boombox and Goodbye Horses is just blasting.
Yeah, until the real the real actor that you had comes by like, who's this guy? You know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, oh shit.
People do ask her.
It's like Levine tossing moths
visited?
At you, you know.
Totally. I you mean, get like, you know, people you are like, has Ted ever visited? You know, like, are you trying to get him to the house? And, you know, we've only been open a year, so I haven't reached out yet, but I would love, love, love to say at some point in the future, if I can manage it, I would love to do a special event with Ted Levine and, you know, get him to the house for some sort of a special Q&A, you know, engagement back at the house.
That
as far as
cool.
I know, he hasn't been back in 30 years. So if you're listening, Ted, hit me up.
Oh, wow.
About to get personal here, and we can end with your stuff after, but me and you got into a very interesting discussion about Phoenixville.
Oh, yeah, I love Phoenixville.
The Blobfest.
Blobfest.
Blobfest. I've been dying to do it. I'm going to get her and her dad to do it. Yeah, Phoenixville. Can you, like,
go,
briefly...
Go, go, go. I
didn't you, like...
Blobfest enough.
Didn't you like were you part of the reenactment from the theater?
Yeah, they do like so Blobfest is like the 3-day celebration, you know, for the Blob from 1958 with Steve McQueen and they do it right that theater that the Blob, you know, basically eats in the movie still stands and it's still like it's like a historically pretty sure it's a historically bookmarked theater.
This.
You know, so it's That's not going fun. Anywhere. It's like beautiful and vintage, straight out of the 20s, 30s, 40s. And the first night of Blobfest, they play the Blob in the theater, and then they actually do what they call the run-out. And everyone basically just runs out screaming their heads off, you know, waving their arms around like the Blob is eating them. They film it and release it. It's just such a cool event. It's so retro.
The best.
The Blob is just such a fun movie I grew up with, and I still have a lot of love for the Blob.
The best. The best. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for hanging with us and waiting so long for us to get back to you.
No, pleasure, guys. I mean, Dave and Jess, I really appreciate you guys having me on. Had a blast talk with you. I'm sure our paths are going to cross again sooner or later.
Oh, for
and
sure.
You know,
oh, I guarantee that. Phoenixville.
Yeah, dude. Count me in for Blobfest next year. We'll rendezvous there for
cool,
sure.
Cool. Cool.
Awesome.
And, you know, if anyone is looking for any information on Buffalo Bill's house, how you can do a stay or a guided tour, we also offer on-location filming opportunities, and you can rent the home for an event, like a birthday party or an anniversary celebration. You can check us out at buffalobillshouse.com or on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok.
You are a professional. First time ever, I didn't have to say, hey, give out your socials. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I know. He does it to me all the time. And I'm like, I'm a music person. Yeah. Hi.
I do things. So. I do things on Facebook.
It's all about the presentation. And I did not nail that.
You got to get your word out. Got to get your tuck on wherever you go.
Yes.
I hate that.
Love it.
But yeah, stick close, folks, because she's going to get her tuck on live in a moment.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Rowan, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Been a pleasure. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was wonderful meeting you.
You the boy.
Same as you guys, man. Really appreciate it. It was good times at Living Dead Weekend. Let's stay in touch for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll do it again. Good night, folks.
You got it.
Sex. Politics. Art. And overall bad ass. This is Society 13. Redefining podcasting.
So, yeah, can you burp again just to...
Yes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jess Weary.
With a very out-of-tune guitar.
And extreme burps. A lot of gas.
I wonder if I could burp in key.
I'm sure you could.
That one's too high. This has been sitting in the back of Paul's cars. It doesn't sound awful. Okay. And I think I put on... Okay. That should work.
Burps are extra.
Yes. Quite. Alrighty.
Moving on.
All right, intro? Kind of, to
Jess
me?
Jess Weary doing something at the end of our Halloween episode. She won't tell me what it is.
Yes.
But I have total faith.
Yes, and it is... all right, so episode 199. That is the last episode that I was on, and I didn't have a name for the song that I did as I had just finished that song.
Is that true?
That is true. I didn't have a name for it at the
199.
Time.
199. Go back, kids.
Yes, that was number 199. It's actually Paul's favorite number. That's how I remembered that, too. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
I believe the name was Addictions and Their Consequences. Addictions and Consequences. And, yeah, so that song I had just finished writing, which now is on my YouTube channel, Jess Weary Music or Jess Weary Official. There's both. And it is called Hair and Backs. This one, I don't actually know if I will be posting anytime soon. However, I did just finish it and I did not come up with a name for it yet. And I think for today, for the sake of the show, I will call it, I can't do happy song. I already wrote one of those. Shit. Let's.
There's no happy music.
I'm just going to call it Not Another Happy Song. Perfect. Perfect. I get ridiculed a lot that I don't write happy music. So I tried, but of course I had to have my own spin on it.
You and Paul McCartney, no more silly love songs.
Well, there you go. See? All right. Yeah. So I will, I've been told I apologize too much, so I'll leave it to one apology per thing that I do. I apologize if I mess this up at all, but I'm just very grateful to be able to play here and have fun and especially do the podcast. I mean, that was just awesome. Chris is an awesome dude. I always love working with you as well.
Aww.
And yeah, so.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, or happy Samhain for us pagans and other believers.
And she did hit me in the nuts with a mic stand, just to.
It wasn't on purpose. It was my.
Very memorable.
It was the wind. It's fine. Alrighty. So, we got Not Another Happy Song. I might just have to stick with that name. Every time that he played abuse, I can promise that I want to puke. All my songs just make me sick, just the way I defended it. Every time I'd hide, I would make another lie. Life is never better, here's a song I wrote inside. Trying to love my life, don't look on the other side. If only I knew then that I would be alright. Sometimes we know we should run away, run away. When we knew it, we were forced to stay, gotta stay. Anytime I wrote a happy song, threw it all away cause it felt so wrong. Now I can breathe that I'm finally gone. Just remember you can be alright. As a kid, I would cry at night. Now I'm lucky that I even survived. Always tell ourselves that it's the last lie, cause bruises heal in time. Got a lot to say, don't know how to say it. We've been through so much shit, but still we're here, we made it. It catches by surprise, and I know it's hard to fight. I'm just trying to tell you it'll be alright. You'll be alright. Sometimes we know we should run away, run away. But when we see it, we are forced to stay, we gotta stay. Anytime I wrote a happy song, I threw it all away cause it felt so wrong. Now I can breathe that I'm finally gone. Never knew that I could be this strong. Just remember you can turn the page and be okay. Sometimes we know we should run away, but when we see it, we gotta stay. And anytime I wrote a happy song, threw it all away cause it felt so wrong. Now I can breathe that I'm finally gone. Never knew that I could be this strong. Just remember you can turn the page. You'll be okay. Hey. You'll be okay.
Today is working for me. Do you believe that for yourself? Hey, I'm Pastor Julie, and I want to empower you through encouragement, inviting you to my podcast, Big Truth Encouragement, where I unpack living a faith-filled life. I created my podcast for the ladies, but gentlemen, you'll gain something too. So I invite you to listen to Big Truth Encouragement on ElectriCast and any platform where you listen to your podcast.
ElectriCast.
Welcome to Sarah Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sarah B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sarah_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sarah_LA.
Electric acid.